Genesis chapter 1, verse 24, we will start. Genesis, that is in the beginning. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Glory to God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, even ticks.
Yep.
Matthias, that's for you. That creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
Yeah, ticks.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Thank you, Lord.
After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over cattle, the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image.
Yes.
In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, that you it shall, to you it shall be for meat.
Right.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'd like to talk about the image of God that he created. The full meaning of image encompasses various representation of something, including visual likenesses,
yeah,
mental pictures, ideas, even public perceptions. It can refer to a physical depiction, like a photograph or painting. Sister Ava, she's good at art.
Yeah.
A mental concept. How many has ever heard a story, and Sister Bessie, you take a thought of that and you put it in your own picture in your mind? Amen. Brother Charles, that's a part of an image.
Right.
Or the way someone is perceived by others. Brother Tommy, there's times that we've heard about somebody, and this person will run them down. Dad, you know, this person will give them down the road, talk bad about them, and then you meet the person, and they're totally opposite of what they were.
Yeah.
It was the image of somebody else giving to you of that person. You perceive them in that way, but come to find out that's not how they were, Brother Troy. We've got to be careful on how we perceive other people and how we see other people.
Yes, yes.
Because all mankind has been made after the image of God and their likeness. But we know that further on in chapter 5, I believe it was, that the Bible tells us that in chapter 5, in the first three verses, says this is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, male and female, created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness.
Yeah.
After his image, and called his name Seth. What's the difference? Well, when God created Adam and Eve, there was no sin.
Right.
And because there was no sin, they were good, Brother Gary. it was all good. All God's creation was clean. All God's creation was pure.
Yeah.
All God's creation was perfect. But when sin entered into the garden, mankind, when they fell to sin, Adam produced seed of his image and of his likeness. But it's still after the image of God, because God created them to be able to produce, but there was sin in their life. There was sin in the camp. And because of that, it was the image of Adam and the likeness of Adam because of sin that reigned in their life. They was no longer perfect.
Right.
They were no longer without sin, but they were born into sin.
Right.
Yes.
And we're living in a world, Brother Gary, that when you're out and about, we need to stop being so judgmental. Brother Tommy, when the Lord came upon those that had leprosy, He had compassion on them.
Yes, He did.
But do you know what they looked like? They were horrible looking, Sister Bessie.
That's true. Yeah.
They were missing ears, they was missing noses, they was missing fingers, they was missing arms, they was missing things. They looked horrible. They was distorted. They was so marred because of that leprosy, but the Lord had compassion on them. But we also got to realize that we're in a day and time that where sin is running rampant, and you've got people that's going around that's fully body tattooed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And see, when just saying that, you already judged them. But Brother Tommy, we're supposed to have compassion on them. They have a soul. No matter what has happened to this vessel, no matter what they have done to this body, Brother Gary, they still have a soul. And the Lord can still save them, and the Lord can still deliver them. They are scarred by sin. That sin that has came into their life, what has happened, Sister Ruthie, is when God created man in His image and His likeness, Satan did not like it. So Satan has tried over the years after years to distort mankind's image because it reminds him of God, and God created man in His image and His likeness, and the devil wants nobody to have part with God, and he wants them to destroy their bodies and distort their bodies, and because of that, he thinks it's going to keep them from God.
Come on, brother. Come on. Oh, Lord.
Come on.
I have seen people pierced with piercings all different places, all over their faces and their noses and their eyes and their ears and their jaws. They're even to the place where they put holes in their mouths now on both sides to where you could see their teeth when they shut their mouth. They've got earlobes hanging down to their shoulders nowadays because they got those piercings. But Brother Troy, what it is, it's sin. And they don't realize it. Sister Ruthie, it's the sin of Satan that's got a hold of their life, trying to distort them from the true image and the likeness of the Creator that formed them and fashioned them and don't want anybody to have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But the Lord died on the cross for somebody like them.
Amen.
Yes. Come on. Yes, He did.
Just as well as He died for somebody like us.
Yes.
Some of us have been privileged to be raised in a home that believed in the Word of God. Or at least told you right from wrong. Or at least told you if you be bad, the boogeyman will get you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. They tried to teach you in their way, in some form, some truth. Even though they may not have been saved. Even though they may not. But then there's those that are out there that have let their children live any way they want, do anything they want, because that's the life that they're living, and it's sin, and it's destroying their lives, because Satan don't want them to realize that they've been made in the image and the likeness of God, and God wants them for Himself. He wants them to serve Him. He wants to show them love. He wants to show them compassion. to draw them to an altar and to save their soul. But when you look at them, you don't want to witness to them.
Come on. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jeez. Sometimes we're scared of them. Sometimes we're afraid, Brother Troy. We see all that on them. Boy, they're really possessed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, Brother Tommy, they're not even possessed.
No, they're not.
Yeah. They're just in sin.
That's it.
Right.
They didn't know any difference. They didn't know that the Bible tells them not to do those things, to abstain from those things.
Right.
Right.
Dear Lord.
You know, Exodus 20 and verse 4 talks about, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Right.
What does graven mean? Graven means to dig into, cut into. What do they do when they put a tattoo on a person? They dig into their skin with a needle.
It's true.
And they poke in their skin with a needle throughout that image that they're creating.
Yeah.
Brother Tommy, and they're forming that image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the sea, under the earth. It's talking about anything in this world. You're not to make any graven image.
Right.
Leviticus 26 and 1 says, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up in any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 4 tells us that verse 15 through 21 says, take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace.
Right.
You've been changed.
Yes.
You no longer want to be that person anymore. When the Lord saves a person, yes, they might have been in that lifestyle. Yes, they might have done those things. But Brother Troy, when the Lord brings you out of that iron furnace, when He brings you out of that mess, hallelujah, even out of Egypt, to be unto Him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and swear that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Down to verse 23 says, take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. God loves so much. He cares about you so much. He cares about them so much. Those that are tattooed from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and they need to know the truth. And the truth is in God's Word. Those that are pierced all over, God wants them to know the truth, but they need to know the truth in God's Word. But they're going to have to get it by some form or fashion, by us being a witness, us being a light, us being an example, or planting a seed, Brother Tommy, that way to get a hold of their heart, that will want to draw them to an altar somewhere and give their heart to the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Woo.
Holy, holy Lord.
when thou shalt beget children and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land and shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image or the likeness of anything and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, where the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the works of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him.
Right.
Yes.
No matter what you've done, no matter how deep you've got in sin, no matter how far you seem that you may have gone, no matter how far in sin you think you've gotten, you've never gotten too far from God when he's a-dealing and when he's a-drawing and when he's a-pulling at your heartstrings. He's right there to save you. He's right there to bring you into the fold. And no matter what you've done in your life, no matter where you've been, no matter if you murdered, no matter if you stole, no matter how deep in sin you may be, there's still a forgiving God, and there's still a loving God, and he cares for you as well as he did for me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. Leviticus 19:28 says, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh. For the dead, nor print any marks upon you.
Yeah.
I am the Lord.
Yeah.
But see, those that are in sin, Brother Gary, they don't know that. They've not been raised. They've not been taught. They've not been given understanding to the truth, Brother Troy.
Right.
And because of that, they go with the flow. They're around the crowd that like it. But you know what I've always thought, Brother Tommy? When you look at a person that's getting these tattoos, Sister Kathleen, they think it's pretty and they think it's, wow, that's a nice image. But they're covering their body. The real image.
Scarring it.
And they're scarring it, Brother Gary. Yes, it's pretty. Yes, it might be a pretty picture. But you're covering up what God made.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
What God created you, how God formed you, and how God fashioned you, you're covering up God's territory.
It's true.
And as they keep putting tattoos, they're not satisfied with themselves. They don't love themselves. Well, if I put this tattoo on me, this person will love me more. This person will like this one. Or they'll go with somebody, what do you think about this? Oh, yeah, get that on you. Brother Gary, and they're filling up their body with all these tattoos, and when their body is full of tattoos, you don't know the person.
Yep.
You see multiple images. But you don't know that person. Your body, as a man and a woman, is your body to be a temple of God. But they don't know that in sin. But that body is for you to have for when you come into marriage as a husband and wife, for your husband to be looked at and to look upon your body, and not all these images.
That's right.
They can't see your true body and your true form because you've covered it all up. What is that? It's because Satan don't want you to realize that your body has been made to be a temple of God, and it's been made after the image and the likeness of God, and he to see that. He wants you to cover it up, because when he looks at a normal man, a normal woman that has those, he sees the image of God. But if he can put tattoos all over your body and put things on your body, you are distorted, and he sees the sin in your life, and he knows he's got you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
Oh,
but I'm thankful that we're serving a just God.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
That Brother Gary, that if a man or woman that comes in here covered with tattoos from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and conviction gets a hold of their heart, and they come to an altar and they pray through, no matter, Brother Tommy, we see the images and the scars of those tattoos. But God sees right to the heart, to where the blood of Jesus has been applied. And they are just as much saved and born again as we are, as holy men and women of God have been living it. They are just as saved and on their way to heaven. They just need somebody to help them all along the way, and to lead them and to guide them to all truth.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah, they've got things out there that hurts. Get tattoos off. Costs a lot of money to get them removed. And really fully, they can't really fully get it. It goes about skin deep. But also, they don't realize the chemicals and stuff that they're putting into their bodies through those inks and those dyes and things that is destroying and killing their bodies.
So true.
But not only that, not only the tattoos, but Jacob in Genesis 35, and God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who's answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were around about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, and all the people that were with him. And he built an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. Yeah. Hosea 2:13 says, and I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. You can get wrapped up with all these things. If you read the Bible multiple times, you know, when Aaron told them, give me your earrings, because they was asking for a god. Build us a god. Make us a god.
Yeah.
Give me your earrings. What was all these things used for? It was used to create an image, a calf. It was made for an idol. It was made for these things. But God intended these things to be used for his tabernacle.
Yeah, that's right.
Before they left Egypt, Sister Maria, he told them to take from all the Egyptians. Get all you can. Get all the jewels. Get all the diamonds. Get everything you can. Whatever you can get, whatever they'll give you. Brother Tommy, because he had a plan later on down the road to create his the outfits of Aaron.
Yes.
That was from his robe went down to his feet. his hat that was upon his head, the temple, how the temple was, their tabernacle was created, and how it was overlaid with gold, and they was in need of all of those things. It wasn't meant for them to be putting them on. But anyhow.
Yeah, come on.
You're right.
It was meant for God. Tabernacle.
Yeah.
God, He loves beauty. If you ever study out the tabernacle and listen how He wanted them to make it and created it, He wanted it to be of, it couldn't even be beaten inside the tabernacle. It had to be beaten away, or and some things He didn't want beaten, I think. But He wanted it covered in gold. He wanted it covered in silver. He wanted it beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, He did.
Just as He wants us to be beautiful.
Go on.
For Him. And you know what? We have to be the image and the likeness of God because we are children of God. Yeah. Brother Gary, people should know that there's something different about us.
Right.
And yes, some people, they'll criticize us. And yes, they'll say things about us, but they need to be saved.
Right.
They need to be changed. Because once we was one of them, once we criticized, once we made fun, once you may have said some things, and well, look at them, oh, man. What a her in that skirt, how long her hair is, and you not knowing, and you not being saved, and then all of a sudden the Lord saves you, and the next thing, look at you.
Yeah.
He makes a change in you.
Yes, He does.
He works on you. He wants us to be an image that is portraying godliness, goodliness, but He also wants us to have loving kindness. He wants us to have compassion.
Right.
And He doesn't want us judging. He says, judge a righteous judgment. But we don't go around casting a judgment on them and being hateful to them or being mean to them. Yes, they need to be saved. Yes, they need to be delivered. But Brother Troy, they're already condemned already. Why are we shoving them down even more? Because the Bible tells us that, Brother Tommy, in chapter 3 there, after John 3:16, it begins to go on and say, they're already condemned already in their sin. They're already searching, they're already looking, they're already desiring for help, and they don't know where to go to.
Right.
We as Christians are to be the ones to reach out. We are to fish for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Gary used to, that song that they came out with years ago, you catch them, bring them in, let the Lord clean them.
Yeah.
Brother Gary, I remember a few times you used to say that quite often. There was a song written about that, Brother Tommy. I don't remember who wrote it, but he talked about it. You know, you go out and catch them, you bring them into church, and let God clean them.
Right.
You have to catch a fish and bring them in, and I'll do the cleaning.
Yes.
That's what it says.
And that's what the Lord wants to do. Because why we are to be the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If you're born again,
no.
Only if you're born again, this verse is true. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God?
Right.
You must be born again.
Yeah.
You can't live in your sin. You can't be doing the things that you've been doing and confessing to be saved, but not truly been saved in your heart and a change been in your life and claiming to be a temple of God. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You've got to come clean with God. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. You know what the problem is? There's too many people wise about the things in this world.
Yeah, they are.
They're looking at it through the sinful eyes and the natural eyes. Well, I think. Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It's what God thinks.
Amen.
You're right.
It's God's way only. And you have to come to the knowledge, I can't look at it the same anymore. There's got to be a renewing and a transformation transformation in your mind. There's got to be a transformation in your mind and in your heart. I can't look at these things anymore the way I've been looking at them. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he that taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. And in 2 Corinthians 6, 16 through 18, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. If you're touching the unclean thing, he's not going to receive you. There's got to be a change. There's got to be a cleansing. Hallelujah. And he will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. As they come and get a song. Ah, the image of God. Hallelujah. He desires us to be the image that he longs for us to be. But sin throughout the years has scarred many people.
Right. Yes, it has.
Brother Gary, when Jesus went to the cross, he was already distorted and scarred to where they couldn't tell who he was. He had been graven with the cat of nine tails.
Come on.
He had been beaten. And you know what? I, Brother Tommy, I got come across something the other day. We look at the crown of thorns and we see it as one little ring around the head. But the crowns back then was never made like that. Mm-hmm. They was made a full helmet. Brother Gary, and they showed a full cross, crown of thorns. That was a full deal, not just for the temples, but it went completely around the head and over the head and set down. And those thorns was 3 inches long.
Oh, God.
Oh. It wasn't just around the sides that he was pierced with that crown, but it was the whole top of his head that they beat upon him and put upon him and then took him to the cross after they already beat him with the cat of nine tails. He was distorted. He was disfigured. He was marred by gravings of man. And nobody can recognize him. Nobody can tell him. But he done that for the one that's out here covered with the tattoos. He done that for the one that's covered with all these piercings. And looks horrible, Sister Maria. He done that for those of us that was morally good and lived a moral life. He done all that for all mankind, that they can have life and have it more abundantly. But as we become a Christian, he desires us to be an image of God and the temple of God, that God can use us. And yes, God can save a man or woman that's covered in tattoos and bring them to the altar and save them and sanctify them and baptize them with the Holy Ghost. And Brother Tommy, they could go out into this world because they've been scarred and they got the scars and they got the tattoos. I don't like what I've got on me anymore, but this was the man that I once was, or this was the woman that I once was. But I want to let you know that the man that saved me at an altar one day or one evening is the same man that can save you. And they can reach farther than me and you, Brother Charles, and go out farther than those out there. And why? Because the love of God is willing to reach as far as he can go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy God. Praise you, Lord.
Being in the image of God lies most of all in the heart. That first has to be changed.
Right.
That's it.
And then when that's changed, God will work with you. God will work with them. God will teach them. God will show them. Can he not do it?
Yes.
Come on.
He done it for you. Miss Maria, that's your testimony. Well, Gary, here's your testimony how the Lord changed you. You didn't even know that God had a son until you heard about the through the preaching, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yeah.
That same one is able to reach to them.
Thank you, Lord.
Because He wants them to be the image for Him to this lost and dying world. The Lord loves each and every one. Let's all stand as they sing. Let's be the image of God. Hallelujah. Let's show the compassion that the Lord showed. Let's show the love. Look at Legion. When Legion ran to Jesus on the shores, everybody else rejected Him. Everybody else tied Him up, tried to tie Him up, tried to keep Him tied up, tried to keep Him secluded, tried to keep Him away. But Jesus walked on the shores and Legion ran into Jesus. Jesus stops and Legion at His feet. And He begins to speak to him. And He begins to talk to Legion. And He begins to have that little talk. And that Legion begins to speak out, "For we are many. My name's Legion, for we are many." The Lord had compassion on this man that was scarred. He had cut himself. He had distorted himself because of sin. He had cut himself. He looked different. He wasn't the man that he once was years ago. But the Lord still had compassion on him and still loved him and still reached out and He saved him and He changed him and He sent him back to be a witness and a light and example. Hallelujah.
Yes, He did.
He wants us to be that witness. He wants us to be that example to whoever we may come in contact with. No matter how they may look, no matter the lifestyle that they're in. You know, transgenders, homosexuals, lesbians, all this is a distortion of God's creation.
Right?
And that's what the devil's done, is trying to get them to distort themselves because God created them in His likeness and His image. God can still save. God can still deliver. God can still set free. Let's pray.
Take this body that You made for me. I give it, Lord, to You. Take my heart. Come and change the old heart, please. And set me free. To see where You made me. Lord, these are the years to hear me pray. Just take this willing vessel, Lord, and make Him just like You. Stand alone, Lord, if You say stand, for Lord, You stood for me. To be a beacon in a dark night, to always shine. Stood for me. shine above me life. This piece of clay can't be made new to stand up just like you. Stand up just like you.